listening to a podcast from cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the world's leading professional organization for doctors that care for people with cancer. Today we'll discuss common costs related to cancer care. After you are diagnosed with cancer, it's important to think about the different costs that could add up during treatment and recovery. This will help you to think through the kind of budgeting, support, or financial assistance you may need. When considering your personal costs, remember that they depend on several factors, including the type and length of the cancer treatment plan and your health insurance coverage. Some costs may be more obvious to you than others, such as how much you will have to pay for a certain medication based on your insurance coverage. These are sometimes called the medical costs. But you may not be expecting other costs, often called hidden costs, which are the costs of daily living that increase due to the illness and its treatment. For example, gas, parking fees, childcare, or wages lost from time taken off from work can add to your financial burden during this time. Let's start by talking about the different types of costs that a cancer diagnosis often brings. And as we walk through these different categories, remember that there are support options for different types of costs for patients, and those will be discussed toward the end of this podcast, or you can locate them at www.cancer.net. First, let's look at the types of medical costs that you may face. Here are three common categories for medical costs related to cancer care. The first category is doctor appointments. This includes costs for the medical care you receive at each doctor visit, such as a physical examination or checkup. Usually, your insurance provider requires you to pay a fee called a copayment or copay. The amount of the copay is set by the insurance company, not the doctor or doctor's office. In addition, you will typically receive a separate bill for each laboratory test, such as a blood or urine test done during your appointment. The second category is the price of your specific cancer treatment plan. This includes payment for the medical care you receive during your cancer treatment. For example, each time you receive radiation therapy or have a specific surgery, you may be expected to pay during your visit. And if you're participating in a clinical trial, there may be other cost-related factors to consider. It's important for you to know how much of your treatment costs will be covered by insurance before the treatments begin. Costs that are not covered by insurance are called out-of-pocket costs. Out-of-pocket costs are those that must be paid by the patient from his or her personal financial resources. In general, cancer treatment can last anywhere from a few days to years, so you may want to talk with your healthcare team about how often you may have specific out-of-pocket expenses. The last major category for medical costs is paying for prescription medicines during treatment. This includes payment for specific drugs, such as chemotherapy, to treat the disease, as well as drugs to help manage side effects, such as medications that relieve nausea or pain. Next, let's discuss some of the hidden or additional costs that are less obvious at first, but can add up quickly. The first cost we'll talk about is transportation or travel costs. You may have expenses from traveling to and from the doctor's office or treatment center, whether it is by car, bus, train, or airplane. For local travel, consider what your gasoline, parking costs, or bus fare will be over time. And when being treated further away from where you live, you may have to think about the price of hotels or other lodging. Another category is family and living expenses. You may have costs related to hiring people to help you take care of your house and family during your cancer treatment, such as extra child care, elder care, or coping support. Another cost you may need to consider is caregiving, at-home care, and long-term care. You may have additional costs for the care that you may need while at your house, such as paying for someone to fix your meals or drive you to each medical appointment. This category may also include extended nursing care at a specialized facility or hiring a home health aide. And the last category is employment, legal, and financial issues. You may have costs for professional help in these areas related to issues from your diagnosis. This may involve loss of wages because of the demands of treatment, learning about employment rights under the law, figuring out your taxes, or writing a will. As you think through all of the expenses you may face, it may make you feel anxious about the future. However, it's important to remember that there are resources to help, and addressing the costs of medical treatment as soon as possible may help you feel more in charge of your financial future. One good way to find financial resources is to talk openly with your healthcare team soon after diagnosis about the costs of your care and the financial impact this will have on your life. They can help you identify costs related to your treatment options, suggest ways to help manage the costs, and refer you to local and national support services that can help. In particular, an oncology social worker can help connect you with these type of resources. You can also find a list of resources on www.cancer.net or at the website of the Cancer Financial Assistance Coalition at www.cancerfac.org. For more information on managing the cost of cancer care, talk with your doctor or visit www.cancer.net. Cancer.net offers a booklet for patients and caregivers entitled Managing the Cost of Cancer Care that can be downloaded for free from www.cancer.net. Cancer.net is supported by the Conquer Cancer Foundation, which is working to create a world free from the fear of cancer by funding breakthrough research, sharing knowledge with physicians and patients worldwide, and supporting initiatives to ensure that all people have access to high-quality cancer care. Thank you for listening to this Cancer.net podcast.